Zulu King challenges Professor to stick fight. Call Dana White. Call Dana White right now. I need this to happen. I think he might follow me on Twitter or something. I'll need to double check. Is he even on Twitter? I need to double check. We need to get a hold of Dana. The King of South Africa's large Zulu community has challenged a professor and cultural expert to a stick fight, saying he had been insulted along with the entire Zulu nation. And he is there challenging this man to a duel to defend the honor of his entire nation. And this cultural professor is about to get a lot of culture upside his head. I need to see this. King Misuzulu Kazwelithini issued the challenge to Professor Musa Zulu in front of thousands of people who had gathered at his newly built royal palace for the annual reed dance. "We are angry and we will do anything to protect and preserve our cultures," he said, according to the Times Live news site. Professor Zulu told the BBC he took the king's personal challenge as a joke. When it comes to Zulus, no. However, he said he was worried for his safety in case he was attacked by other Zulus. "Well, then you're just going to have to take the king up on his challenge. A challenge has been given. Do you accept, or are you a coward?" "I have received threats from hired assassins," he said, adding that he had lodged a formal complaint with the police. Now, the problem with that is assassins tend not to threaten you because they don't want you to know that they're coming. If an assassin threatens you, then you're most likely going to go into hiding or you're going to beef up security and therefore make his job a million times harder. See, that's the thing is, if it was an actual assassin, they wouldn't have told you. Right? Be worried about what people are not telling you, never mind what they're telling you. King Misuzulu did not specify exactly what Professor Zulu had said to anger him, but he was quoted as saying, "It pains me to see another man telling me how to do my job." That's right, that's the king. You shut your fucking mouth, Professor Zulu. "It is okay if he is against me, but when he insults me, he insults the Zulu nation as well," he said, according to the IOL site in what was reportedly an unusually short speech on one of the major events in the traditional Zulu calendar. Now, most of the time, government and world leaders all the world over are quite happy to send the working class to go die in the name of their own honor or their own greed or their own whatever, right? But this is a king ready to stand up and fight his detractors on his own, just like Uwe Boll. I might do a Uwe Boll video and challenge him to a boxing match. But anyway, this man is willing to stand up and defend his people by himself. I'm sorry, that's a leader. That is a real leader. People get so much more excited when they see their king alongside them on the battlefield. They're going to go run straight home to their wench and say, "I fought alongside the king." That is the mark of a true leader. And also the Zulus. Now, despite the fact that we're all very, very racist, we do have a lot of respect for the Zulus. They're very, very brave warriors. That is one thing you cannot take away from them. If his friends are here, go and tell him that there is a fighting ring if he wants a stick fight, because I can take him up, said the king, aged 50. Professor Zulu told the BBC he believes the king was angered by an interview he gave to local media in which he said that the move to the new Imashobeni Palace could be seen as wasteful, given that 152 million rand, which is $9 million, had been spent on renovating the Enyokeni Palace, where the reed dance had been held since 1984, when the ceremony was introduced to South Africa. "But talking about public finance is not an insult," he said. Explain that to a Zulu. "I'm not his spokesperson," he added, noting that he has doctorates in Zulu music and cultural tourism. "I have nothing personal against the king." Doesn't matter. A challenge has been issued, my boy. You have to take him up on it. Are you a man or are you a coward? But anyway, on the question of stick fighting, he said this was part of Zulu culture, but those fighting had to be equals, and I'm not equal to the king. Aye, pussy. It doesn't matter. The king has issued the challenge. The 64-year-old professor. He's 64. Oh, no. Right. I was hoping it was going to be some young guy or whatever, but the guy's actually 64. The 64-year-old professor also said he had not done any stick fighting since before he was a teenager. Well, I mean, at least you know. At least you know. King Misuzulu was crowned in 2022 after a year-long feud following the death of his father, longtime King Goodwill Zwelithini, and then his mother shortly afterwards. Two of his brothers challenged Mrs. Zulu's claims to the throne, but he has been recognised by both the Zulu royal household and the South African state. The throne has no formal political power, but about a fifth of South Africa's 64 million people are Zulu, and its monarchy remains hugely influential with a yearly taxpayer-funded budget of more than $4.9 million. The Zulu Kingdom has a proud history. It is world famous for defeating British troops during the 1879 Battle of Isandlwana. And we also all remember Rorke's Drift and stuff like that. Now, that's the thing is, like, even though they gave the British an awful lot of bother back in the day, the Zulus won a lot of respect, especially in the armed forces, especially with people like the world over. Like, the fact is, they were armed with spears and shields, and they were up against Martini Henrys. They were up against gunpowder. They were up against cannon and stuff like that. And they were, and like, you got to hand it to them. Like, they didn't do, like, and you would have thought that would have been over in about 5 minutes, but no, it turns out it was actually close. You know, they did really well. They did surprisingly very, very fucking well because they're fearless and they're really, really strong, powerful and fearless warriors. Right, so despite the fact that, you know, they killed an awful lot of British people, they still won the respect, right? A respect that has maintained to this day, right? So, in regards to this professor, if you don't want to get hit with the big stick, then maybe you should keep your fucking mouth shut.